after being ravaged by the deadliest wildfire in California history, emerging from the rubble 2 years later.
It's not just that I lost my house. It's not that I lost my memories. My entire way of life is completely gone.
Now, a new Nat Geo documentary from director Ron Howard.
Our story was about the people who stay, and that they've endured this cruel test, and now what?
Taking us through rebuilding and recovery.
We're on now. In that day that we broke ground, that's when it all hit me.
Is it finally caught up with me?
Plus, from the ashes, a family that lived through the fires, now struggling to keep their child safe.
I've lived through 4 fires in Paradise, and it's just not something that I can consider risking with my daughter again.
Their story of survival.
I came into this world with nothing, I'll leave with nothing, and in between is the stuff that I can do and help other people with.
Nightline starts right now with Juju Chang.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. When acclaimed director Ron Howard and his team embarked on a documentary in the fire-ravaged town of Paradise, California, they knew they would find people in pain. But what they also discovered was a comeback story, a community leaning in to all they had left, each other. ABC's Will Carr has the story.
Lived here for 30 years, raised our kids here, and I love this school, and it makes my heart feel good to see it.
The football field at Paradise High School holds decades of special memories for Michelle John. Once the principal, then the superintendent, Michelle touched the lives of nearly every student in town.
So we brought the line down around here, and there was screaming. I mean, people were just so excited. There were so many people. It's packed.
It was here, just months after California's deadliest wildfire destroyed much of the town, that this community rallied to honor the graduating seniors.
The kids have gone through so much trauma. They lost their schools, they lost their friends, they lost their teachers. And if I could have given them any one little gift, that's the only thing they asked for.
For Michelle and so many, it was a moment of healing after so many months of pain.
Go, 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 go.
November 2018.
Move, people.
A campfire exploded in Paradise, California.
This is bad. All those homes gone.
I can feel the heat now.
Oh my God, the tree's burning right next to us.
In the middle of the day, smoke blacked out the entire sky as nearly 30,000 residents tried to evacuate.
Heavenly Father, please help us.
We're in a neighborhood surrounded by flames. You can see flames shooting out of the roof of this home. And then check out this tree right here. You have flames shooting hundreds of feet up into the air. This entire community is burned to the ground. Everything here is gone.
In the days after, search crews scoured through rubble, searching for the missing, as the community grappled with the scope of the loss.
How difficult is this, of a search is this?
It's monumental. We've never had something to this extent before.
Do you think people understand how widespread this damage is?
I doubt it. I doubt it. It's gone. It's everybody I know lost everything. It's real sad.
The fire would become the deadliest and most destructive in the state's history. 85 lost their lives. Roughly 19,000 homes, businesses, and other structures were destroyed.
The fire essentially wiped Paradise off the map. This shopping center is gone. Block after block is filled with devastation, and it will take years to rebuild.
November 8th, at 7:30 in the morning, this town started to burn down. Within 3 hours, it was gone.
The story of this community now chronicled in a new film, Rebuilding Paradise, from National Geographic.
It's not just that I lost my house. It's not that I lost my memories. My entire way of life is completely gone.
As hard as it is to say it, I don't see the town coming back. A lot of people have left. The hospital's gone. The elementary school's gone.
I thought it would get easier as time went on, but it's actually going to go harder.
Charting the heartbreak and heroism as this small town works to rebuild from the ground up.
I love that town, and I'm not going to bail on it now.
We're coming back.
When I first got to Paradise, it was shocking, very disturbing. It's one thing to see images. It's another thing to actually stand there and just sense the pain. And recognize the devastation not only in what you're seeing, but in people's eyes.
Acclaimed director Ron Howard and his team spent more than a year following the community in the aftermath.
There was pain everywhere we looked, but there were also these signs of people forgetting about differences and focusing on problem solving and getting things done. And that was inspiring to me.
The movie explores the lives of those who chose to stay, some determined to rebuild.
Look at here. He's mine.
That's the name on the permit file.
Like one-time mayor Woody Culleton.
Thanks.
No problem. Yeah, no
appreciate
problem,
that.
Yahoo!
Town of Paradise permit to build my home at 1552 Forest Service Road. I'm jazzed. I fought with the insurance companies. I fought with the town. I did what I had to do to make that happen as quickly as I possibly could. Awesome, man. Awesome. This is it. Yeah.
You there, buddy.
We're on now. This is the beginning. And I never took some time to sit down and grieve about the fire, the feeling. And that day that we broke ground, that's when it all hit me.
Yeah. Jesus, it finally caught up with me. Wow. Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big
deal. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Very big.
New beginning. Oh, wow. I didn't know I had all that going on.
Funny how it catches you, huh?
Yeah, well,
this patio right here, this whole thing was just brown dirt like up there.
Woody and his wife have finished rebuilding, but remnants of the past are never far from their minds.
This St. Francis sat right here. It was a 4x4 post, and it sat right there against the post. And the photograph I have, that's standing there, and everything else is gone.
When I see the beginning of the movie, to me, it's not just a movie. I mean, it is one of the more terrifying days of my life. When you watch the beginning of the movie, where did it take you?
I really appreciate what Ron did and what the editors did in capturing that. That will really give anybody that's never experienced that a real sense of it, of the terror. We thought we were going to die. But immediately, it's like, flips me into the whole thing of hope. I mean, a positive from the fire is that I understand how fragile life is. Tomorrow's not promised.
I really wanted audiences to understand on the most personal level what it might feel like. This is a film like this is all about creating empathy and understanding and then trying to imagine yourself in that circumstance.
When we come back,
you are the first generation of Paradise High School graduates to rise from the ashes of what life was.
Glimmers of hope.
They just kept saying, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did this.
Others still unable to return to the life they once had.
I've lived through 4 fires, and it's just not something that I can consider risking with my daughter again.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia, Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
The day of the fire, we were in this neighborhood surrounded by flames. It is surreal coming back here where some homeowners have decided to rebuild. Others have leveled all the damage and haven't come back. And others are still living in RVs.
The emotional attachment to the town is very deep for me. I love Paradise. It's my roots. It's everything I know.
Nicole Honig was born and raised in Paradise. We first met her weeks after the deadliest fire in California's history destroyed her home as she tried to make Christmas special for her then 2-year-old daughter, Mira.
We're trying to have a Christmas, you know, in any way, shape, or form that we can. It's just everyone doing the best they can, trying to give your kids it, whatever you can to help them feel normal.
Nicole's father, Jim, was living in an RV in this Lowe's parking lot.
I came into this world with nothing. I'll leave with nothing. And in between is the stuff that I can do and help other people with. So I'm perfectly set.
These are from great grandparents.
This box, all that was left of their family's mementos.
More than anything I could ever explain. Because it's the only thing I'll ever be able to give her. It means the world to be able to pass some of that stuff down to her.
There were just three of roughly 50,000 people in Butte County displaced by the campfire. Housing immediately became a major issue. 13% of the homes in Butte County were decimated by the fire, exacerbating the already high demand for homes in California. Price gouging and bidding wars over remaining housing became the norm. Another concern, toxins released from the fires, an unanticipated impact explored in the new film, Rebuilding Paradise.
At the end of the day, I have nowhere to go.
Paradise water may not be drinkable for up to 3 years.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Nicole's daughter, Mira, now 4 years old, has been having respiratory issues since the fire.
She developed acute respiratory disease, which is really exacerbation of from coughing in her lungs. And so it gets kind of reignited every time another fire starts or, you know, depending on the air quality and things like that.
How many times have you had to take her to the hospital because of lung issues in the past couple of years?
She's had to be rushed to the hospital 4 separate times. One by ambulance.
I can only imagine the stress that goes along with that since we're in a pandemic right now.
I have a lot of people in my family who have compromised immune systems. So there's really no one else other than me who can be there. So it's just, yeah, it's been pretty stressful.
Nicole and her family now live in Nevada, navigating a new normal forced upon them.
I think the fire was really a kick in the pants to get out of my comfort zone and move forward and kind of let Paradise be the town that I grew up in and get back out into the rest of the world.
Her father still owns property in Paradise, but Nicole says the challenges he's faced in rebuilding have taken a toll, exacerbating his heart condition.
I definitely think that the stress of everything is definitely weighing on him.
That stress, something Michelle John's husband Phil felt too in the months following the fire.
He personalized so much that his heart was broken. And no matter what I could tell him about, you know, honey, you helped save hundreds of lives, he still was sad beyond sad. And it was hard for all of us to watch him those last 8 months.
Less than a year after the fire, Phil passed away from a heart attack.
When you see Phil in the movie, what are your emotions when you're watching?
Pride, love for a man who loved his community and loved his kids, and absolute joy.
Michelle has since retired from her job as Paradise School superintendent and moved to Reno to be closer with her grandchildren. But her last gift before leaving was to make sure the class of 2019 graduated on their home football field.
Good evening. Can you believe that we are here, actually here, on our beautiful Paradise High School campus?
They just kept saying, I can't believe you did this, I can't believe you did this. I said, no, we did it. We did it together, and the kids were, this is all we wanted. And I said, well, you have it, so enjoy every second of it.
To celebrate and welcome the Paradise High School graduating class of 2019 back to their home field.
I certainly didn't think that they were going to manage to get back on that high school field, but it became an issue that Michelle and others committed to as a symbol.
The fact that we are here tonight to celebrate this milestone is a miracle, because you survived one of the most destructive wildfires in our nation's history. It left us a different people.
If you always say what is best for kids, you're not going to go wrong and you're going to keep going. And it didn't seem like that much work because it was for the love of your community and kids.
You are the first generation of Paradise High School graduates to rise from the ashes of what life was and take a bold step forward into a new and uncertain future. But with what you've been through, you have what it takes to persevere. Congratulations and good luck.
We got through something that you think only happens to other people, that you can't even imagine happening to yourself or your community, and you just keep going. There's really no other choice.
Michelle, what is Paradise's lasting legacy to you?
Paradise is where we really learned what a community is and how a community binds together and helps each other. I have pride in this town, and I know it's going to take a long time and it will never look the same, but it's going to come back.
And Rebuilding Paradise is now available in select theaters, drive-ins, and virtually. And finally tonight, for a couple who've spent their entire lives together, a too-long separation finally over. Here's ABC's Tom Yamas.
David and Loretta Bowen from Jessup, Georgia, married 71 years. Now, both 90 years old, Loretta had to go into the hospital for a procedure. David could not visit her due to the pandemic. It was the longest the two would ever be apart. Loretta would be okay. And after waiting a week for the hospital to release her, Loretta was finally coming home.
All right, Grandmama's coming home.
Pulling into the driveway, and Loretta spots her love.
She's waving at you.
David looking right back at her, and then he calls out to her.
Hey, girl!
Hey, baby.
Loretta and David back together.
He's been waiting for this day.
Yeah.
Walking towards one another, listen to Loretta.
Your boss has come home, baby.
Your boss has come home, she says. David, overcome. And tonight they are together and both doing well. Their granddaughter, Krista, telling us why she knew she had to capture the moment.
They were separated for such a long time while she was in the hospital, and he was just beside himself not being able to see her because of the coronavirus. And I wanted to see that and capture that moment and have it forever, just because it was just such a precious moment seeing them reunited. And everyone going through this pandemic, be strong and be together as a family.
Loretta and David and their bond, America Strong.
American love story. You can watch our full episodes on Hulu, and we'll see you right back here same time next week. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night. Have a great weekend.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking in that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much up.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.